about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia. Doctor, give me the news. I got a
bad case loving you. All right, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. How y'all doing out there? Please call it at 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. A Texas woman found an egg the size of her baseball in her chicken coop, cracked it open to find another full egg inside. You know, like those Russian dolls, right, that you open up and there's another doll inside. Remember on Sesame Street, right, they would open up all those Russian dolls, you had a little one inside. That is cool. An egg with another full egg inside. Cookie Smith of Abilene, Texas, found earlier this week what she calls the mutant super egg that was an inch longer and triple the weight of a regular hen's egg. She initially took pictures of the egg and showed photos to her coworkers at Abilene Hospital. She cracked it open only after an Abilene reporter, news photographer, accompanied her home. Inside was a large yolk and another egg. Smith says she knows the eggs may have been okay to eat, but she's opting to pass. Oh, that's kind of cool. I always think that kind of stuff is cool. You know, where you have eggs, and then you have double eggs and triple eggs. And anyway, all right, we have a lot to talk about. All right, looks like salmonella by mail may be a little bit of a concern. All right, apparently it took 8 years and multiple tests, tracebacks, interviews, being reported by KCEN-TV that federal health officials say they have finally clamped down on an outbreak of salmonella infections traced to live mail order poultry. Between 2004 and 2011, at least 316 people in 43 states were sickened by a strain of salmonella, Montevideo, that has stumped staff at the CDC. An estimated 5,000 additional cases likely went unreported. And through careful analysis of the genetic fingerprint of the bug, as well as cooperation with human and animal health officials and poultry experts, did the CDC link it to Hatchery C, quote-unquote Hatchery C, a supplier of 4 million birds a year identified only as being in the western United States. Because the hatchery was cooperative and because the threat of this particular infection appears to be over, with only one case of the outbreak reported so far this year, they have declined to name the source of live young poultry. Oh. Okay, so boy, they get off. We hear everything about Johnson & Johnson, but not this one. That's very interesting. Okay, well, who knows? Maybe somebody... By the way, if you guys are thinking about naming your hatchery, I'd probably avoid naming it Hatchery C. All right. Okay, so salmonella. About 80% of the illnesses were traced back to Hatchery C, which can ship as many as 250,000 birds a week in the spring. Wow. Young poultry becomes infected with salmonella through contact with birds from different sources. Mail order birds may be stressed by the shipping process, which can make them shed the bacteria. Ah, so these are shipping live. Book, 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 book. Oh, that's not good. In 2011, the U.S. Postal Service shipped some 237,000 boxes or 1.7 million pounds of live poultry. And they're complaining. Why are they complaining about revenue? I mean, they must have gotten paid a pretty penny for that one. All right. Okay. So how do you know if you're eating shipped poultry? I really don't know. I don't know. Now, they say part of the problem is people regard the young poultry as pets, often buying chicks dyed neon colors as holiday favors. You can make the little chickadee pink, blue, green, or orange. They're attractive to children. Then probably this kid sticks it in the mouth. Remember, poultry is intended for food, not to play. That little tiny chickadee that you want to give your kid to play with that looks all adorable is supposed to be sliced and diced up later for someone's dinner a couple years from then. So, anyway, if your kids are touching poultry, have them wash your hands with soap and running water after every contact, okay? Remember, be very careful with these hand sanitizers, because hand sanitizers, you still have the bacteria underneath it, okay? Wash it off. All right. Oh, and do not put the duckling in the bathtub, they said. Okay? It's not a rubber ducky. All right. Well, I guess some people have to be told. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Please also follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia, D-R-D-A-L-I-A-H, and, of course, follow us on Facebook. All right, so this is very interesting. They say TV can boost self-esteem of boys, but white boys. According to the study, watching TV may actually boost your child's self-esteem if he's a white male. But parents of white girls and African-American children might want to limit the amount of time their kids spend in front of the tube. Can I change this and say all kids need to avoid as much TV as they're watching? Now, of course, if Dr. Dahlia ever gets a TV show, by all means, you can allow that in their daily allotment of TV programming. But until then, I really don't really see what else is on TV. You know, they don't really need to see Deadliest Catch. One of my favorite shows is Boardwalk Empire, but kids shouldn't be seeing that. I think Game of Thrones is pretty cool. True Blood is coming out. I know, I'm really excited. You know, the Hatfields and McCoys. My husband T-voted for me. I know all of you have probably seen it already. I'm assuming it's already over. But Hatfields and McCoys, I have got to see. I'm hearing amazing things about that. Anyway, all right, the self-esteem of white girls, black boys decreases with TV consumption. Over the course of 1 year, researchers Kristen Harrison and Nicole Martin surveyed about 400 black and white Illinois students. All of the 7 to 12-year-olds are from lower, middle to upper, middle socioeconomic communities. Black children surveyed spent an extra 10 hours a week watching TV. And the study focused solely on how much time was spent and how it affects child self-esteem. They say programs likely are to give white boys a boost of confidence. Really. Boys making the transition from elementary to middle school are probably exposed to superhero cartoons like Superman, Batman, X-Men. The lead characters of these shows tend to be male. Now, keep in mind, remember, DC Comics has now revealed that Green Lantern is the hero that is gay. I know many of you thought it was Wonder Woman. No, not Batman. No, not Superman. Look, they all wear tights. No, that just because somebody wears tights doesn't mean they're gay. A lot of regular, you know, heterosexual men wear tights, especially ballerinas. But the Green Lantern is supposed to be gay. And they're going to reveal that in the next, I guess, comic. All right. So let's see. Okay. I don't like this study. Get all kids away from the TV. Have them read comic books. Have them listen to talk radio. Like the Dr. Dahlia show. Don't go away, 1-877, Dr. Dahlia.
Good day, Jim Newcomer from Midas Resources. June 1st, 2012. Gold opened this morning at $1549.60. A 1 ounce gold coin can be purchased for $1588.75, $794.38 for a half ounce, or $397.19 for a quarter ounce. That's $1588.75, $794.38, and $397.19.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? Wait a sec. Gold and silver is going up while Congress is trying to settle on the next debt increase. And there's no end to this madness. That old 401k and IRA can be converted into physical gold without tax consequences. I explained this in my book, 10 Reasons to Buy Gold. Don't let time slip away. Call for your free copy today, 800-686-2237. Get away from that Washington spin and get honest answers about gold. 800-686-2237. The book is free, 800-686-2237.
Positive results from satisfied customers of Heart and Body Extract continue to pour into our website, hbextract.com.
This is Al from New Jersey. One day I saw your ad for Heart and Body Extract, and it mentioned that it would help me with angina, so I decided to order. I figure I had nothing to lose.
Heart and Body Extract supplies your body with everything it needs to balance itself and maintain optimal heart and circulatory health with no negative side effects.
I took the formula 3 times a day as directed, and I kid you not, within 4 days, my angina pain was completely gone.
Order HB Extract by calling 866-295-5305 or online at hbextract.com. That's 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
I could not believe it actually stopped the pain. Heart and Body Extract actually works. This is just an amazing product. Even the numbness in my hands is completely gone.
Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
Attention, mindless criminals, thugs, and thieves. Go ahead, break a leg. American homeowners are fed up with your door kick-ins and forced entries. We now dare you to try your boot against any door reinforced with the Door Sentinel. The Door Sentinel pack includes a steel door jam plate with 3.5-inch screws, a lock shield, and hinge shields. The Door Sentinel installs in minutes, securing any front, side, or back doors, even French doors. Criminals, be forewarned, your lake will break before the Door Sentinel will budge. Even if you have an alarm system, back it up with the Door Sentinel. Basic products starting under $20. Order your Door Sentinel today for your home, garage, or any building you own or rent at MySafeDoor.com. That's MySafeDoor.com or call 678-648-6757. That's 678-648-6757. Get your peace of mind back with Door Sentinel. The Door Sentinel. Always on guard.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeCig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeCig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeCig.com. And LeCig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeCig.com, spelled LeCig.com. LeCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
Healthy soils grow healthy plants. So before you plant your survival garden this year, is your soil healthy? Maximize your crisis garden soil with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 Organic Soil Conditioner, Fertilizer Amendment, and Compost Accelerant provides healthier gardens and faster, efficient garden composting. EM1 from Terraganics.com quickly improves soil structure by increasing nutrient availability and converting organic matter into soil humus. This improves seed germination and root growth, improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, nutrient value of fruits and vegetables, and improves shelf life. And when rain is not in the forecast, no worries. EM1 improves moisture retention in soils, helping reduce drought stress. Just like you prepare all else, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yields with EM1 from Terraganics.com. Order now at TerraGanics.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics. Life's getting better.
All right, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. This week has been extremely, extremely busy with stories. This is kind of interesting. They're saying the world's air has reached what scientists call a troubling new milestone for carbon dioxide. No, we're not talking about that. We're talking about carbon dioxide, which you breathe out. They say monitoring stations across the Arctic this spring are measuring more than 400 parts per million of the heat-trapping gas in the atmosphere. The number isn't quite a surprise, they say, because it's been rising at an accelerating pace. Years ago, it passed the 350 parts per million mark that many scientists say is the highest safe level of carbon dioxide. Now, globally, it's at 395. I guess the Arctic has reached the 400 level, and the rest of the world will follow soon. They say the fact that it's 400 is significant. Jim Butler, Global Monitoring Director of the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration's Earth System Research Lab, named NOAA-ESRU. I can never do that with a straight face. It's just a reminder to everybody that we haven't fixed this problem. I don't think you can. I don't think you could stop carbon dioxide levels going up. I don't. Carbon dioxide, of course, is the chief greenhouse gas, and most of it lasts about 100 years in the air, but some of it stays in the atmosphere for thousands of years. They say some carbon dioxide is natural, mainly from decomposing dead plants and animals. Before the industrial age, levels were around 275 parts per million. Now readings, of course, have gone up. Readings over 400 could be very concerning. So what do we do? I don't know. Maybe end fossil fuels? I don't know. I'm not very good with this kind of stuff. When I worked at the EPA, I was just kind of working on, you know, ivermectin and anti-parasites and animals, and I don't even really remember. It was so boring. So I can't really tell you. All right. They say these milestones are always worth noting. As carbon dioxide levels have continued to increase, global temperatures flatten out, contrary to the models. Why are they looking at models? They're supposed to be concentrating on the weather. He contends temperatures have not risen since 1998. Huh. They say temperature records contradict that claim. They say both 2005 and 2010 were warmer than 1998, and the entire decade of 2000 to 2009 was the warmest on record. Yeah, and like one of our callers from Texas said they had the drought. Remember that last year? So that's pretty significant to me. Sounds significant. All right, well, I don't know what to do, you know? I'd say break out the sunscreen, but now I'm a little nervous. You guys heard about the gentleman in Boston. Sprayed himself with sunscreen, goes over to the grill. Something ignites, or part of the grill or charcoal or something, flings to him, kind of like that Die Hard 2 movie at the end with the airplane and then the flame and him going yippee-ki-yay, right, Bruce Willis and John McClane. Then he lights with a match or a lighter. The fire, the flame goes up, and hit, well, apparently something very, very similar happened to this gentleman, and he completely became engulfed in flames. You look at third-degree burns all over his chest, and you know, he said he was shocked. Apparently, he took one of the holders to move some of the charcoal briquettes around, and I guess it went from the holder to him. And you know, it's not that he was spraying the sunscreen right there by the barbecue. You know, he put it on. But apparently it made him flammable. So I think it was Banana Boat Sport Sunscreen. So not that global warming has anything to do with sunscreen and ignition of charcoals. But I don't think I want the world to get hotter. I like cold. I like snow. Yeah, I like snow. All right. Well, we got here a stone. This is probably one of the biggest bladder stones I've ever seen, weighing more than 1 kilogram. It has been removed from a man who was suffering in China. All right. It has minerals and proteins in it from a man named Mr. Zhang in Wuhan in the Hubei province of China. Medical staff were stunned when they first spotted the 11-centimeter-wide mass on an X-ray after the 43-year-old patient had complained of urinary pains. This sucker's huge. It's on my Facebook fan page if you want to take a look. Woo! It's huge. It's huge. Chief Surgeon Wu Taiping says it is the largest bladder stone he has ever seen. The heaviest one was removed from a 40-year-old Chinese woman farmer in 2009. It weighed in at more than twice the weight of this one at 2,400 grams. The stone is so large that the operation to remove it took over an hour when it usually takes 20 minutes. Now, a normal person's bladder can only hold about 1 liter at a maximum. The stone occupied 700 milliliters, so he had no place for his urine to go. No wonder he was in pain. Now, bladder stones are small stones that form inside the bladder. You have kidney stones. I probably shouldn't call it a kidney stone. Even though kidney stones can pass, he didn't make this one from the kidney by any means. This sucker was made in the bladder. You can make bladder stones as well. But boy, that is huge. And ugly. All right. Let's see. Speaking of which, oh, Justin Bieber's in the news. 1-877 Doc Dolly. He's not ugly. He's cute. You know, anyway, he's kind of hard to look at. I think it's just because he's just so, I don't know. I can understand somebody being all excited over Hugh Jackman, Daniel Craig. You know, I just don't get that manly feeling from Justin Bieber. Anyway, Justin Bieber apparently suffered a mild concussion, crashing into a glass wall or window backstage in Paris. Do you think somebody threw him because of his singing? And apparently, it has affected the right side of his face. He says he cannot move his eyebrow. He's 18 years old. I think he has another hit song that no one's really listening to. And he says, quote unquote, this is the weirdest thing, some weird stuff going on. All right, I don't blame you. I mean, I would freak out if I was a kid. I'd be like, why can't I move my eyebrow? Now, usually many of us pay lots of money for Botox for that. Anyway, he said he did not get into a fight with anybody else. He got into a fight with a glass window. All right. Well, let's see. What else in entertainment news? Jessica Simpson is going to join Weight Watchers. Very good. And then she's going to be Weight Watchers spokesperson. See, isn't that funny? You know, people were wondering. She was Daisy Duke. right, in the remake of The Dukes of Hazzard, right? And, I mean, gorgeous in it, great body. And I remember people saying, oh, my gosh, after she gained so much weight, her acting career is over. She's not going to make another dime. Well, no, because what you do is when you're obese in Hollywood, what do? You, I guess, get signed up with Jenny Craig or Weight Watchers. You get to be a spokesperson, and you make money that way, and you probably get free Weight Watchers. So even in Hollywood, right, when you would think you'd be completely out of a job, no, you're not. You're not out of a job. All right, Devil Wears Prada author is going to be making a sequel to Devil Wears Prada. Personally, I think in this recession, the devil may want to start going to Coach. Or I buy Target brand purses. Probably do that. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. All right. Also in Hollywood news, Bram Margera. Do you guys know him? He's the guy in Jackass. You guys watch the Jackass movies? He's the one whose friend Ryan had gotten killed in a car accident a couple years ago. He's the one where he always scares his mother and the stepdad and films the stepdad on the potty and the mom with an alligator. Well, anyway, for some reason, he took a 100-foot tandem kayak jump in Oregon with Pro Kayaker off of a waterfall and got pretty messed up. He is also having a hernia surgery they threw in. Now, apparently, he's tweeting a picture. He says he's good. He sets up the machines. He's having fun. But he got messed up pretty bad. Messed up pretty bad. So, just, you know, people, I know Jackass, they're fun to watch, right? You don't try that stuff at home. And he wasn't even doing it for filming. This was on his own. And, you know, it's frustrating because, you know, I mean, his friend died. I believe he was driving, what, 120, 130 miles an hour? Hits a tree? You know, and you see this and you're like, you know, where do people get this? I'm infallible. You know, and I know he was with a professional kayaker. But things happen. I mean, remember that skydiver, yeah, he took an elderly woman up, almost dropped her. That was a mess up. But then you have the hang glider whose wife falls off and dies. You know, I get nervous just because somebody's experienced to me. You know, anyway, so when we come back, I want to talk about super volcanoes. They say super volcanoes has the power to destroy civilization, explode far more rapidly than scientists have believed. Super volcanoes. I didn't even know we had that. Also, looks like paralyzed rats were made able to walk again. We got some pretty cool stuff. And I want to talk about the doctor that was successfully sued because he didn't warn a man before he cheated on his wife that he could have had a heart attack during sex. And the family decides to sue him and actually wins. I know. Also, some quick other news. We got Decade of Chocolate protecting the heart. If you eat a minute amount of dark chocolate, and they studied this for over 10 years, right, in high-risk people, but the cocoa content, here's the kicker, cocoa content has to be greater than 60 to 70%. So we're talking dark, kind of bittersweet chocolate, but save 15 heart attacks in 10,000 people. Pretty good, huh? All right, don't go away. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy free. Contains all natural and certified organic ingredients. Contains no preservatives or animal products. Supports a healthy digestive and immune system. Supports weight loss. Improves absorption of food nutrients. Aids in controlling yeast infections. Is never freeze-dried. And uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com. Spelled TerraGanix.com. Terraganics.com. Or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.
Hey, meat eaters, the freeze-dried guy wants to know, does your emergency food supply meet the standards for survival? Then get the 144-day meat variety unit from the freeze-dried guy. Our meat units utilize only quality Mountain House freeze-dried cooked ground chicken and ground beef, the undisputed choice for great taste and highest nutrition. The freeze-dried guy's 144-day meat variety unit includes six number 10 cans of the very best freeze-dried animal protein for power you'll need when the going gets tough. Every meat eater's 144-day meat variety unit comes with a free medical kit and always free shipping to the lower 48. Need more than 144 days? See our one-year-plus meat eater's units at freezedryguy.com. And hey, the freeze-dry guy still has LRP rations, but they're going fast. Don't wait until tomorrow. Call now, 866-404-3663. That's 866-404-3663. Or go to freezedryguy.com and meet the standards for survival.
We take a lot for granted. Lights, water, even food we eat. But what if these things went away? Would you know how to protect your family in a natural or man-made disaster? Would you know how to survive? When disaster hits, power and water are gone and the mobs go crazy grabbing food off the shelves, you and your family may be waiting in long lines for help. Don't be helpless. Learn the secrets to survival at 123survivalplan.com. Do you know the 37 crucial food items you can't live without? Many people don't have these food items. Learn what you need to hoard at 123survivalplan.com. Recently, over 1 million people have viewed the video at 123survivalplan.com. These survival secrets are vital. The government suggests we maintain an emergency supply of food and water. But do you know the 37 food items that will fly off grocery shelves or a simple way to treat unsafe drinking water? This information is critical. Find it now on 123survivalplan.com. Don't take your family's safety for granted. Visit 123survivalplan.com. That's 123survivalplan.com.
American gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy three Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com includes detailed planting and seed saving instructions and ships same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now, 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.
The Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA. Please follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on our Facebook. Let's go to the phone lines. 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA. 1-877-DOC-DALI. We got Richard on the line. Hey, Richard, how you doing?
Okay. I was just curious if you might have addressed it earlier about Mayor Bloomberg or Governor Bloomberg or whatever he is in New York and that soda thing where now you can't buy so many ounces or at a point. Instead, you have to tie it in half.
Yes.
Or something sort of.
Stadiums, you can't go to.
Describe it right.
No, you're right. We talked about it in the previous hour, but I was going to bring it up this hour. Absolutely. Mayor Bloomberg wants to ban any cups greater than 16 ounces in movie theaters, stadiums, restaurants, et cetera, thinking that's going to solve obesity. Yet, what about, you know, I mean, if he's going to ban something, what about a buffet? What about a chili cheese dog? I think it's ridiculous. Are you there? Oh, we lost him? Oh, okay. I saw Hotsum. Yeah. Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, this ban, you guys heard about that. Mayor Bloomberg doing the ban on large cups of soda. And I got to tell you, it really frustrates me because, and what we talked about in the previous hour is he's doing this to quote unquote fight obesity. And really what he's doing is he's getting himself in the media again. I mean, we always hear about him. He's probably the only mayor we always hear about in the news. And I understand New York City's in the news a lot. But, I mean, probably election's coming up, and he wants to make some noise, and that's fine. But are you really going to tackle obesity just by banning a supersized cup? You know, and if the government can get away with banning a supersized cup, are they going to ban refills? What about soda refills? You know, I mean, if somebody wants extra soda, a lot of times what we do, like what we talked about, is you buy a mini cup, right, because it's the cheapest, and you go and you get multiple refills. Then you don't have to pay for the big supersized cup. Supersized cup is $3.50. The mini cup is $1, right? You can get, yeah, or however, depending on where you live. So, I mean, what are they going to do? Are they going to ban free refills? Are they going to ban the fountain machine being out in the open where you're able to fill it, take a sip, fill it to the max? We all do it when we get our ices, right? We fill up the icy. And you know it's going to sink after about 5 minutes, so you take a big swig of it, and then you fill it up some more. We all do it, right? We hope, you know, the cashier doesn't notice, and we do it anyway. But, I mean, are they going to ban that because that adds calories? Are they going to ban French fries? What about the quarter-pound burger? What about the third-pound burger? What about T-bone steak, right? Or is the 32-ounce steak going to be banned? Where does it stop? I mean, if Bloomberg is really, really, really trying to fight the obesity problem, a 32-ounce cup or a large-size soda. Now, I also don't know what this means. Does this also mean you can't buy 2-liter bottles at the store? Are they going to now do away with the 2-liter bottles? You know, from an economic standpoint, okay? Not that anybody should be drinking soda. I don't think soda's healthy. You should be drinking water and healthier foods. But, you know, right, just for argument's sake, you know, from an economy-wise, right, I mean, when you want to pour soda, you get the biggest amount and you pour it. You know, a lot of times, you know, I was talking about how I'll buy one cup, one large cup, and the family shares it. I'm not going to carry four individual cups. Right? Or sometimes what you do is, like in the movie theater, we'll get the big drink, and then I'll give everybody baby cups. The theater will give you the baby cups, then you pour into everybody's. You just now gave everybody drink, and you just bought one big cup. So really, they're going to get away with that? I mean, you can almost say that's going to actually hurt the economy a little bit, right? And then restaurants who already purchased all these cups and lids, it's kind of stupid. It's kind of stupid. But my problem is if he gets away with this, and it actually helps him politically, then we have now fostered and encouraged the type of activity where government can ban certain things, just random products. Now, I can understand banning an illegal product, but if you're banning a product that's not illegal, does that now make a 32-ounce cup illegal? 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. I mean, what happens if you, I mean, what if they want to use up their supply of cups? This is so stupid. We're talking about cups, or we're talking about, you know, and yes, we are drinking and eating much more than we used to. Remember, we were talking about that graphic that I believe it was the CDC. I'm trying to think which group came up with it, showing how in the 1950s you have a skinny family, but the average drink they were drinking was like a 7-ounce cup, whereas, you know, now people are drinking big gulps. I mean, I granted, we are over-drinking, but with us, in our family, nobody ever drinks lemonade or Sprite or soda or anything that much. We'll buy one big thing, and then we'll split it up among us. You know, it's just something we do, and it saves us money. And I'm going to New York next week for Talkers Magazine conference. We're going to try and check out the sites, and yes, I'm sure we're going to get thirsty. And what that means, I just got to carry a big purse and carry around everybody's water rather than a big cup. All right. And honestly, I mean, we should be drinking water. It's just what I think it's so stupid. It's all political. It is all political. Speaking of political, you see President Obama complaining about the economy again. I mean, we're in, you know, his final year of presidency, really, his final year, and we still have the horrible jobs outlook that we've had You know, I'm just shocked. But it was kind of interesting because President Clinton was admiring Mitt Romney's work at Bain Capital. That was kind of an interesting thing. I mean, does President Clinton not want Obama reelected? Does President Clinton think if Romney gets in and fails also because he can't fix the economy in 4 years, that his wife gets to run? That's kind of interesting. I was kind of surprised by that. Anyway, all right, speaking of Hillary Clinton, super volcanoes. They say a supervolcano eruption is the most catastrophic natural disaster that can hit our planet, short of an asteroid impact. And now scientists believe they may build up a deadly head of steam far faster than we thought. Oh, no. They say instead of the process taking thousands of years, it could take hundreds. The news will be bad for the U.S., where a supervolcano is said to be simmering beneath Yellowstone National Park. If it erupts, two-thirds of the country could be rendered uninhabitable. Start buying land in Florida, people. Supervolcanoes are fueled by giant pools of magma that form deep underground. Geologists have thought it took between 100,000 to 200,000 years for a supervolcano magma pool to build up enough pressure to erupt, but no. The new study suggests that the giant magma bodies may only exist for a few thousand years. Throw some ice in it. Take those 32-ounce cups that Mayor Bloomberg is banning, fill them up with ice, and just keep dumping them. The magma reservoir 6 miles below Yellowstone has been rising at a record rate since 2004. The Wyoming Park sits above a gigantic plume of hot and molten rock, they say, that begins at least 400 miles beneath the Earth's surface and rises to 30 miles underground. That is going to stink. Blobs of magma occasionally break off from the top of the plume and rise farther, resupplying the magma chamber beneath the Yellowstone caldera. Oh, I don't know if I like this. Woo, I didn't know. I mean, I know there's volcanoes all over the place. We see volcanoes left and right, but really a super volcano. You know, super used to be a good word. Remember Superman, right? Super Sol for supermarket. Then came super size. We're like, well, you know, and now super volcano. Okay, we don't want that. That's not super at all. I don't know. I don't know what to do. You know, I hate reporting these things where every now and then the Earth is supposed to die. Right? Remember we were talking about the other day the Milky Way galaxy is supposed to run into the Andromeda galaxy? The Milky Way galaxy in 4 billion years is supposed to just completely disintegrate because it's going to run into Andromeda. Well, can somebody tell Andromeda to get her ass out of the way so we don't run into her? I mean, I hate these stories where we're supposed to all die, and we've got supernovas, we got super volcanoes, super Andromedas. I don't want to hear about this. All right, don't go away. 1-877 Doc Dolly.
Thomas Jefferson once said, "When the people fear their government, there is tyranny. When the government fears the people, there is liberty." Our God-given right to life and liberty, and the right to determine what is best for our lives and our families' health, are in jeopardy. If we the people do not diligently assert these rights, they may be taken away and lost forever. Utopia Silver is known for fighting for health freedom, and we will not meekly allow ourselves to be led as lambs to the slaughter, sitting passively by. And accepting the chains of slavery that are being placed on America is not an option. Please stand with Utopia Silver in this fight. Utopia Silver carries some of the most effective colloidal silver products on the market and numerous other high-quality health supplements. Visit us today at utopiasilver.com. That's U-T-O-P-I-A, utopiasilver.com. Or call us today at 1-888-213-4338. 1-888-213-4338.
Would it save you time to get the best quality water filters and the best quality storable foods from one company? You bet it would, and now you can at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Big Berkey water filter products and great-tasting, long-lasting, storable, wise foods are both now available on one website, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Wise foods, ready-to-eat meals are packed in airtight nitrogen pouches and come with a 25-year shelf life. Big Berkey water filters are powerful enough to purify purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water. Combine Berkey water filters with Wise Foods for an unbeatable preparedness combination. Get free shipping on every order over $50. And GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit Big, B-E-R-K-E-Y, waterfilters.com. Or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Or go to BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com.
If you owe money to the IRS, you can't make the problem go away by yourself. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved once and for all.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. For 30 years, I've helped thousands of people solve their tax debt problem, and I can help you solve yours too. We take a very simple but proven three-step approach to solving your problem. First, we stabilize IRS collection actions so you don't have to worry about the IRS seizing your bank account or paycheck. Next, we build a comprehensive plan to get your tax debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even completely eliminated. And finally, we work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. Call us for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829. We'll work together to get your problem solved guaranteed.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for three decades, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
Are you storing food? Prepared families are storing food for months and years, but only have enough fuel stored for days or weeks. Stretch your fuel storage by harnessing the power of the sun with a sun oven. Food can be baked, boiled, or steamed at temperatures of 360 to 400 degrees with the power of the sun. You can use the sun for 50 to 80% of your cooking, allowing you to preserve your fuel storage for rainy days. Sun-baked foods stay moister and have less shrinkage and do not burn. Sun-baked roasts are tastier and more succulent, and sun-baked bread has unparalleled taste and texture. Water can be heated in a sun oven for purification or personal hygiene. For the past 26 years, sun ovens have been proudly made in the U.S. They're durable, have a long life, and come with a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Don't be fooled by cheap imitations. For a discount coupon, visit sunoven.com/radio. That's sunoven.com/radio.
Introducing a diabetes breakthrough, an easy, natural, organic way to bring relief to diabetics. Introducing MDS Forte, a concentrated super strength extract formulated for those who are looking for relief. What can MDS Forte do for you? MDS Forte reduces glucose levels safely and effectively, reduces cholesterol and triglyceride levels, increases HDL or good cholesterol while reducing LDL or bad cholesterol. MDS Forte reduces A1C, improves eyesight and circulation to the limbs, and helps with weight loss. Is non-toxic, caffeine-free, 100% natural, 100% organic, and comes with a 100% money-back guarantee. Waiting for the side effects disclaimers? With MDS Forte, there are none. Order a 25-day treatment of MDS Forte by calling 213-405-5355, 213-405-5355, or visit bestbloodsupport.com. That's bestbloodsupport.com for MDS Forte, a diabetes breakthrough.
The Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCADALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Well, a story that we discussed earlier today, which kind of shocked many of us, but in the medical community, no, we're not shocked. This is exactly the baloney that we have been dealing with all these years, and we will continue to deal with even more. Was this story, and I'm sure many of you have heard, because we started talking about this before the verdict, where there was a family of a man who cheated on the wife. And the man goes into a threesome with another man and a female who wasn't his wife. He ends up having a heart attack. And the family sues the doctor. Now, I understand the family's mad. They lose their father. I believe the father was young. I think he was only 31. But they decide, as many people do, unfortunately, when they go through the grieving process, they turn to anger and they want to go after somebody, and it helps them grieve, channeling this anger. So they decide to go after the doctor. And they go after the doctor. He's a doctor in Georgia, Dr. Sereni Vasilu Gangasani. And the family of William Martinez, 31 years old, said the reason why the doctor's at fault for this and owes them $5 million, they were suing for $5 million originally, was because he didn't warn the patient that he could have had a heart attack with his possible high-risk condition. And the patient then unwittingly went and had sex, has a heart attack, and it's the doctor's fault. And the big shocker is today, the court awarded the family $3 million. They said, you're right, he is liable. I'm still dumbfounded by that. But it's not all the doctor's fault. Maybe 60% the doctor's fault, 40% the patient's fault. So we will award you $3 million. Now, again, I feel sorry for the family. The family lost a father and a father who cheated on the mother. But really, where did the doctor get pulled into this? Okay, now, you know, what did the doctor do? Was he really negligent? What's going on? Well, from what we know, his cardiologist took a look at him. He thought you were probably high risk. Let's set you up for a stress test. He has high blood pressure, et cetera, 31 years old. He apparently was able to schedule the stress test, which is pretty darn good, even in America, for 8 days later. So we're talking 6 working days later. So there's a stress test, right? Let's assume this is a Friday, not the following Monday, but the next Monday. All right, pretty common in America. I mean, in Europe, it'd be months. He schedules a stress test. The romp with the menage a trois happens, I guess, a day before the stress test and the guy dies. The doctor gets sued for not telling the patient to avoid any physical activity. That's what they said. The court said that the doctor did not tell him to, quote unquote, refrain from any physical activity. Now, what does that mean for us? And this is a jury. This was a jury, and the jury said it's at least 60% the doctor's fault. What that means is if any of you, right, are waiting for a stress test, and I'm almost going to extrapolate this, if any of you are at high risk for a heart attack, okay, or at risk, I should say, high blood pressure, diabetes, high cholesterol, family history of heart disease, you're having had a heart attack yourself, or smoking, according to this lawsuit, if your doctor tells you no physical activity, he could get nailed for multiple millions of dollars. So what do you think we doctors are going to start doing now? We're going to say, sorry, you get to do nothing. Yeah, but doc, I had a stress test a year ago. I'm sorry, nothing. I need to document that I told you to refrain from, quote unquote, any physical activity. But doc, can I go to work? No. Nope, can't go to work. Doc, why? Well, because if you get a heart attack and you have high blood pressure and you are at risk, I'm going to get sued for multiple millions of dollars. Is this ridiculous? I don't want to keep people out of work. I don't want to keep people from having sex. But apparently this doctor gets nailed for $3 million because while the patient was waiting to get into a stress test, he decides to cheat on his wife in a menage a trois, has a heart attack. And remember we had that study a year or two ago, men who cheated. It really looked at men, even though, yeah, women cheat also. But the study looked at men who cheat were at higher risk for heart attack. So somebody could say, oh, well, you know, you didn't listen to the doctor at all. You sure she's liable. She should have made that well-known. I mean, where is this coming from? You see why we have a problem with lawsuits? What do you think doctors are going to do now? Number one is they're going to probably try to get the stress test stat, or everybody gets a stress test. You think this is going to help the whole healthcare process? Oh, I don't know how Obamacare is going to deal with this one because we're not. I mean, there is no way doctors are going to look at this case and back down. Now everybody gets a stress test. And only until you pass that stress test will we allow you to do physical activity. I'm sorry, no driving, no going to work, nothing. We can't take this risk. How do I know that you aren't going to go and have a menage a trois romp or just have decide to have sex with your wife? How do I? And honestly, I didn't care. Up until now, I didn't care. Go have sex with your wife. Go have sex. Go have fun. Go. Go to work. Go to work and support your family. I don't care. Go to work. Now I have to care because I am going to be up in a multi-million dollar lawsuit if you die. Why? Because the stress test was scheduled in 6 working days. This is how doctors are getting sued. They're claiming, these juries are listening to attorneys saying the doctor didn't do enough. Isn't the problem Washington is having with doctors is that we do too much? After this case, I'm going to say, doctors, you order anything you want. The person has a touch of chest pain. I don't give a damn. Because if you get caught in a $3 million lawsuit, you may never be able to practice again. And I'm sorry, I want our doctors practicing. Are idiot doctors out there and our professionals? No, no. You know, people coming into work drunk, cutting off the wrong leg. No, we don't need you. But somebody who identified the guy was high risk at 31, I mean, good for him. You know, many people blow off the young ones and only look at the older people. This guy was obviously astute to think, you know what, we got a 31-year-old that needs a stress test. Let's do it. Get the stress test. I don't know how they got it authorized so quick by the insurance company. 6 working days later, and that wasn't enough. He was supposed to tell the guy to refrain from physical activity. All right, doctors, nurses, everybody, we got to tell people no work and nothing. You got to go to the bathroom. You can't run. Your wife has to wheel you to the toilet because we didn't say no physical activity. This is insane, people. Absolutely insane. Now, I would love to see the EKG. I mean, let's say the EKG looked like the person was having an active heart attack that day. And the aftermath occurred, you know, 6 days later. You got something. But they aren't saying the guy had a heart attack. They aren't saying he had acute angina. They're not saying that. There's... That's all they said. So I'm frustrated. I'm so frustrated. Anyway, I don't know how we're going to fix this healthcare problem. How are we going to fix this healthcare problem when we have doctors getting sued for multiple millions of dollars for ordering a test, but the guy dying right before the test, cheating on his wife? I tell you, order away, people. Order away. All right, guys, great show. I cannot wait to talk to you again. Please follow me on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook. This is the Dr. Dahlia Show. No other show like it. God bless you all. God bless Genesis Communications Network. And a big thanks to Donovan. I love you. Talk to you soon.
Registered pharmacist Ben Fuchs understands the importance of supplementing with glucosamine and chondroitin for optimal health and vitality. That's why he recommends Glucogel from Youngevity.
Get on the Glucogel caps from Youngevity. They're a great way to treat arthritis and any kind of joint issues. And oh, by the way, glucosamine is great for helping support the vascular system, the blood vessel system too. So you'll get multiple benefits from the Glucogel caps. You'll be able to treat your arthritis and joints, as well as your, as well as the circulatory system. And also the Glucogel caps can help prevent wrinkles. The Glucogel caps support collagen synthesis.
Take pharmacist Ben's advice and support your joint, circulatory system, and skin health by ordering Glucogel from Youngevity. Call 866-735-2470. That's 866-735-2470 or on the web at brightsideben.com. That's brightsideben.com. Order today.